Enriched Life Media presents The Jesus Message. Today's message will inspire you to take a closer look at the one we call Savior, Jesus Christ. We invite you now to enter the drama, power, and hope of the ongoing story of truth with our speaker, Danny Hood.
My subject today is the troops of Tema, Job 6 and 15. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. You see, in this context, travelers and caravans from Tema in northern Arabia and merchants from Sheba in southwestern Arabia, both known for their trading, had gotten lost looking for water in the riverbeds, so they were distressed. Job is using this analogy to describe his own disappointment, the lack of help from his three friends who are staring at him, who are criticizing him, who are judgmental and believe that everything that he's suffering is in the course of punishment from an offended God. And so I speak to somebody today who may be a traveler, hindered by a lack of water. Maybe you've been in your own caravan of exploration, trying to find happiness, searching for religious satisfaction, looking for something that is beyond all of the disappointments and discontentment of this limited world, thirst unquenched, desires unmet, hopes that seem unquenched on your way to completing a mission, to acting out the will of God or whatever secular interest that you might have. And so you're among the troops of Tema. Tema simply means desert. So you're a desert traveler. I speak to your dry days and frigid nights. The sands are endless to the sight, and the course is draining, and weariness cooks the soul. Is there anybody to help? Is there any hope to be found? Is there any satisfaction to the soul? Or is it just one endless journey where you'll never truly be satisfied? Because, my friend, today only Jesus can satisfy. Friends of the world are going to let you down. Family members that don't understand your thirst for God, they'll let you down. There are those who will not be able to communicate to you the clarity of forgiveness because they have no standing in the Word of God. And so they are like an oasis that has been dried up. Here this caravan has come to a place, troops of Tema who have been traveling for long hours and cannot find a place to quench their thirst. Can they survive? Will they make it another day? Maybe you don't know why you didn't trust God sooner in your life. Maybe you have been wandering, a curious seeker of things to satisfy you and gratify you in the world. But you have come up empty and you are disappointed. You've shrugged your shoulders and you've wagged your head because the things that you thought would be fulfilling, well, they just weren't quite as satisfying. And it left you with an appetite for more. And the reason is because the soul hungers for the holiness of God. And the psalmist said it well in Psalm 42 and 1, as the hart or a deer panteth after a water brook, so thirsteth my soul for the living God. Psalm 31 and 23 said, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. You see, my friend, when you are faithful, you don't have to be fearful. When you are faithful, you will be fruitful, because the Lord preserves, and he plentifully provides. When you are faithful, You don't have to live in the failures of the past. An anointing from the Lord trumps anxiety. You don't have to wander around worrying about where you're going to get your next bite and how the next meal is going to be provided. And if the pantry is empty and the cupboard is bare, if there's going to be something that is supernaturally given, because the psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You see, God makes a way where there is no way. But this is why you have to do what Matthew 6:33 says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is one of the main secrets of happiness and contentment. Seek God first. Put first things first. You won't be the last one to get a blessing when you put God first. You won't live in seconds of endless suffering when you put God first. You won't have to worry about shortages in the shadow lands of scarcity and famine and the offspring of judgment. You will drink. You will be fed. You will experience the greatness of God. You will know mercy and grace. You will be accompanied by helpful companions in the lowest places. Because who follows the faithful in Psalm 23 and 6? Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy won't leave you among the thirsty troops of Tima. They won't leave you stranded, unable to slake your thirst at contaminated pools. They won't discourage you when you go to sip something from the canteen of hope and all of a sudden it's empty and life-threatening. No, Jesus said when you come to him and you're thirsty, that out of your belly would flow rivers of living water, John 7 and 37 through 38. I'm telling someone today that you don't have to be in the troops of Tima, but you can be satisfied by the supernatural intervention of God in your life today. He went to a cross and shed blood so that you could cross over the rivers of trouble and you could have truth and peace and joy, that you could experience what it is to be like a thirsty man in the desert and come to the oasis of his omnipotence, the supply of his mercy and grace and peace. Like the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, and they are so thirsty, and they begin to complain, and Moses finds a rock, and he takes the staff that God has anointed in his hand, and he hits that rock, and gushing forth now is a miracle flow. They begin to drink. They slake their thirst. Their eyes are wide. Their faces are happy and their countenances change because from the rock came this miracle flow. Well, the rock is Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one who will quench your thirst. Jesus is the one in the desert of your conditions, in the desert of all of the conflict in your life, and you haven't been able to find anything to satisfy you, anything to ease the pain, anything to relieve the suffering, anything to cancel out all of the corruption and the corrosion in your life. But here comes Jesus. He's the rock. He's the foundation of faith, and he's the fountain of mercy, and he's got plenty for you to drink, because he's the well of everlasting hope, and with joy shall ye draw from the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:3. So my friend, don't settle for a woe in the desert when you can have a well in the soul. Don't settle for a dried up oasis in the lands of human endeavors when you can have rivers of living waters that never run dry. Proverbs 6:10-11 says, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. You see, my friend, there is poverty in false doctrine. You will be famished if you don't obey the word of God. You'll be a wandering spiritual beggar living off religious moldy scraps out of the trash bins of human opinion. And the little that you do have in the world is robbed, is stolen from your joy. It's burglarized and you have no blessing. And so I say to you today, awaken to the mercy of God. Hear the alarm of the Spirit. Rise up in faith and change the circumstances by trusting the Lord. Don't be lazy in the luxuries of sin, because sin's gold is going to melt away, and sin's silver will be fake and tarnished, and sin's bronze will be judgment and disappointment. O man of Tema and O wanderer of the desert, find the living waters of the Spirit. Humble yourself, and wells will be known. Surrender to God, and the fountains of grace can be tasted. You see, because in Isaiah 21 and 12 through 14, the watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their bread him that fled." So here in this passage, we understand that to bring water to the thirsty was an act of hospitality, and especially in eastern countries where water was so scarce, and where it was so much consequence to the traveler in the burning sands and the deserts. And so here we see that the inhabitants of the land, they are fleeing to the south. They are trying to get away from the Assyrians in a time of war and the ravaging bloodthirst of these soldiers coming through and destroying their cities. And so they are moving quickly through the deserts, and they're trying to get further south. And here, this place, Tema, was actually between Syria and what would become future known as Mecca. Just to give you an idea geographically of where it was located, being known for its hospitality, being known for a supply to the needs of those who were usually traveling in caravans. Now, in this passage, there is a promise of fulfillment and water to the thirsty. So the same place of hopelessness for Job was hopeful for others at a different time. Is there a friend who can give you something to drink on your journey? Is there someone who can give you bread so you can survive another day? The drink, my friend, is the presence of God, and the bread is the word of God. And you don't have to be like the forlorn troops of Tema, but you can be like this passage in Isaiah, where there is a friend that helps and he sticks closer than a brother. There is a God who can provide and give what you need, even when it seems that there is an impossible supply. There is just no way in a land of scarcity or drought or famine that anything good could be preserved. But when the Spirit of God begins to move for his people, when he begins to open a door, there are blessings beyond comprehension. You just have to decide which side you're going to be on, a side of fear or side of faith, a side of the sinner or side of the disciple, in the kingdom of God or outside of the gates of the kingdom of God. It's like in the book of Joshua, when they began to move in times of conquest, and the Lord is giving them a military prowess in the land. And the scripture says that they said unto Joshua, "The Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." You see, my friend, disciples have faith, but adversaries faint. When God is doing a work, and he's giving things to his people, and he's opening doors, and he's supplying blessings, and he's giving manna in the wilderness, and sweet honey from the rock, and water from impossible resources. That's God providing. That's God making a way where there is no way. I'm saying, come out of the troops of Tema. Get away from the companies of Sheba, and stand as a child of God, not disappointed and thirsty, and living in lands where you can have no thirst quenched, and where you can have no hungry soul fed. But in the presence of God, when the Lord is conquering and the Lord is pushing back the darkness and the Lord is resisting and giving you the power to resist the devil, he is the one that delivers the lands. He is the one that brings the impossible provisions into our stead and into our storehouses. So, my friend, be a citizen of the country of the Almighty and not a stranger wondering what's going on around you. I pray for somebody right now that the Lord would open your eyes to see that there is a hand to help you, and there is a hope that hasn't been vanquished, and there is a well of everlasting peace that you can draw from. Maybe it has not become visual to you. Maybe it has not become prevalent to you. But if you begin to call upon the name of the Lord today, if you'll turn to Him and repent of your sins, He will give you what seems to be impossible to gain at this particular moment. David said in Psalm 63, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. David is in a foreign territory, remembering the blessings of the sanctuary back in his homeland. And he's thirsty in a dry land. And there is no visible structures around him that can resemble the sanctuary of the Most High. But then he begins to remember. And what he has in the stead of a physical well, he has spiritual memories. And in that stirring up of the blessings of God, he says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. And so he begins to magnify the Lord and lift up the name of the Lord, even though he's not in the best location, even though he's in an environment of danger, even though it seems like the threshold of peace is a long way off. It's like God builds him a door right there. It's like God transitions the well and the blessings of the sanctuary from where it would have been in Jerusalem to where he is now in exile or on the run or in a cave or in a wilderness. Proverbs 25 and 25, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Oh, my friend, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've been stranded in a place with nothing but negativity. You've heard all the bad reports of sickness, circumstances, and storms. You have felt the sting of death close by, and you've been in the shadows of fear. And yet, the Bible says when good news comes, and that's the gospel of Christ, you can come and stand at the cross. You can be delivered by this conqueror of sin. And he can give you cool waters and refreshing streams for the thirstiness of your soul. So there was a time in Isaiah when the Lord was speaking about Assyria's intentions for Jerusalem and the distant future. And he says, it shall be even as when an hungry man dreameth, Isaiah 29 and 8. And behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite, so shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Now, did you notice? It's like a dream where a thirsty man is drinking water, but realizing that it's only a dream, because virtual fulfillment is not fulfilling. It's just fantasy. It's the empty stomach of deception and dead religion. And these are dream deceptions. If people think that they can slake the thirst of their soul with money, with popularity, with power, with prestige, with mere entertainment, with doing and indulging and on everything they want to do in this world through lasciviousness and lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes and pride of life, then there's going to be a rude awakening, because it's just a fantasy. It cannot come to fulfillment. It is as a man dreaming and thinking that he's drunk, but when he wakes up, he realizes that he's still unsatisfied. But can I tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ has something better than a dream? It's not virtual reality, but it is true fulfillment in the presence of God. So don't settle for something that is an illusion, that is a figment of the imagination, that is smoke screen and mirrors, that is something out of a magic show, something out of a CGI, something from the special effects of hell. You don't have to settle for that. There is an authenticity to the rivers of the Spirit that can flow out of you today. Isaiah 35:7 speaks of the hope that is in Christ, saying that the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. Now, according to James Fawcett and Brown, the Hebrew there is speaking of a mirage that will actually become a real lake, because the sun's rays refracted on the glowing sands at midday, and they would give the appearance of a lake or of a water, and therefore often giving off a deception or a mirage to the thirsty traveler. And yet the hope of this text is the mirages are gone. It's a real oasis. That the figments of the imagination are gone. That it truly is a fulfilling well that somebody can drink from. And I believe the Lord wants to speak that to somebody hearing this right now. That you have traveled in the highways of disappointment. You have lived on the roads of rebellion, maybe, or regret. You have traveled, and it seems like you keep coming to a dead end. You keep reaching for a hand that's not there. But I'm telling you today that God's going to turn the parched ground of your life into the true promised land of an oasis, of a pool, of the peace of God that passes all understanding, of His everlasting joy, of the anointing that breaks the yoke, of His counsel that will never let you down. Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. They traded that which was alive and well for that which was dead and gone. They traded that which was a promise of something that would never be dead, and that was a fountain of living waters, for something that they could never keep, and that's a broken cistern. Because it couldn't hold anything. It kept leaking out. They kept losing it. That's why a man today that lives in this world and wants only its possessions is going to be disappointed, because he is settling for broken cistern seduction. He thinks he's got something that's just like a well, but it doesn't hold anything. It's a bag with holes. It is a philosophy that has no power. It is a doctrine that has no demonstration, and it's a religion that has no relationship with God. And I'm telling you today, friend, you may be wandering like the troops of Tema, and you may be weary in your travels, but God can quench your thirst and satisfy the longing in your soul if you will turn to Him. Don't forsake the truth. Don't abandon the apostolic doctrine. Don't walk away from the foundations of faith, but stand upon the Word of God today and drink from those living waters. I mean, when you compare it, a fountain of living waters, that's something that never loses its supply. To broken cisterns, that's something that can never hold its supply. Now, why would you want to buy a grocery store that had nothing but empty shelves, and there was no inventory coming in, there were no trucks coming down the road, there would be no future distribution of goods? You're just going to have to buy it in its existing condition with no promise for the future. Or in comparison, you could buy a grocery store that is fully stocked, daily distribution of goods, trucks coming in from the north, south, east, and west, and you're never going to run out of supply. Now, my friend, that's what God wants to give somebody that's hearing me right now. He wants you to have an Acts 2:38 experience, to repent of your sins, and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's water to drink. That's a well of salvation to draw joyfully from. That's the peace of God and the righteousness of God that you cannot compare to anything in this world. The best that this world can give you in all of its precious commodities is that someday it's going to expire. It's going to be exhausted. The resources are going to run out, but not the everlasting waters of the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have to settle for the beggarly elements of the world that never satisfy the soul. So once again, I tell you, there is an oasis of hope in your desert today, in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Lori Hood speaking on behalf of my husband, Danny Hood, for thejesusmessage.org. If you enjoyed today's message and wanted to know more and hear more, visit thejesusmessage.org. At The Jesus Message, you will find podcasts of messages to download, inspirational blogs to read, videos, and much more. Our speaker has written several books, including God's Time Zone. God's Time Zone will encourage you that it's never too late to dream, to trust God, and to see God in His timing to do what you never thought possible. Two other soul-stirring books are entitled The Desperation Zone, Where Storms Brew and Miracles Happen. This book will show you men and women just like you that overcame tragic and traumatic and trying events in their lives. The Desperation Zone focuses on the deep motivation of prayer and how God takes the debris of life and builds incredible testimonies. The other book is entitled The Impossibility Zone, Where Faith Triumphs. In this book, my husband visits the conquering lives of ordinary men and women of the Bible in contemporary times. The Impossibility Zone will put you in the valley with David as he defeats Goliath. In a widow woman's grieving world as the Savior changes a funeral to a celebration, and in everyday routine situations that show us God is truly near. Visit shop.thejesusmessage.com. That's shop.thejesusmessage.com and order one of these truly soul-stirring, inspirational books today. Also, if one of our podcasts has ministered to you or given you some light in a dark time, or if you have a specific prayer you would like for us to pray about, please let us know by sending an email on our contact page of thejesusmessage.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Friend, I want to thank you for listening to the Jesus Message today, and I certainly hope that you've been touched and inspired by what you've heard. And we want you to join us again next week when the story of the Bible continues, and you, my friend, are a part of that story.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Message. It is our sincere prayer that you have been touched by today's message, and we invite you to join us again next week for another exciting presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For more information about the Jesus Message, visit thejesusmessage.com. That's thejesusmessage.com.